now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. Today we're going to have a very nice program, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about some different topics so that I can cover the a broad scope, to get everybody out in the audience involved, whether you're a mom, dad, husband, wife, long-term relationship, short-term relationship, no relationship, whether you're suffering from stress or PTSD or depression, or you feel discouraged because you can't find a job, or you're just sitting there and everything's fine, but you're looking out at the world and wondering what's happening, because it looks like everything is in a big mess. So let's talk about life, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, who am I? My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 22 years. What I do is I talk about how we overreact to stress. We human beings have a tendency to overreact to stress. That's just the way we are. That's just the way we are. We overreact to things. You can see it, I'm sure, with your kids, with your spouse, with your friends. You see how they people overreact. Some little thing, they overreact to it. And they're not just pretending, they really are. It becomes a big deal. Maybe they get all upset, or they start crying or something. And perhaps you, because it's not didn't happen to you, you can be objective about it. You can look at it and see, well, it's not that big a deal. But to them, it's a big deal because they're reacting to it. You see what I mean? Well, that's the way we humans are. That's our natural tendency as human beings, to overreact. Why? Well, first of all, because we are... Because almost everything for us is an overreaction, because originally we weren't meant to be reacting to things. Originally, way back in the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve fell, see, they were very close to God, and they went through life. You know, I can imagine that for them, it was almost as if they were, well, like on a vacation. You know how it is when you go on vacation. You get in your car or your SUV, or you rent an SUV, and you drive somewhere to some nice town or some nice place where they have nice hotels and motels and wonderful restaurants and miniature golf and swimming and golf, and they have all these wonderful things. And you go there and you see the sights. You know, maybe you go to San Francisco or somewhere and you see the sights. You ride the cable cars, and it's so wonderful. It's like being a kid again. You go around and you see all the people and all the things they do and how they dress and how they talk, and it's all very interesting and it's fascinating. It's so much fun. See? Well, that's the way life was supposed to be for Adam and Eve. In their case, to go wandering through God's great green earth and see all the wonderful things that He made and be in perpetual awe of their creator and His great creative genius and goodness. See how sweet that would have been? For them, it would have been like when they were a little child. Or perhaps you can remember when you were a little child and you went somewhere with mommy and daddy and you felt very safe and secure and you weren't worried about anything, and there were many fun things. There were doggies and cats and puppies and kittens and butterflies and flowers, and there were balls to play with equipment in the park to climb on and swings to swing on. Oh, life was so wonderful. And you discovered the whole day long was just a big, wonderful discovery. See? Well, that's the way life is supposed to be for us, where we don't go around reacting to everything, where we don't say, oh, no, oh, look at the, oh, why? Why does this always happen to me? Oh, no. See? Well, that's the way we are now. We've lost our innocence. We've lost our sweetness. We've lost the joy of discovery. So you must become like Adam and Eve were in the beginning, and you must become like a little child again. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this wonderful program. I'm trying to awaken you. Perhaps when you hear me talk, it brings back memories of when you were a little child or when you were on vacation. And you wish you could be like that again, happy and carefree. But now what? You're all morbid and nervous and anxious and worried and stressed out. See? Now why are you stressed out and worried and anxious and fearful and overreacting and depressed and discouraged and despondent and everything else? Why? Why? Because you are overreacting to things on the outside. They upset you. And then you fall into your thinking. And your thinking, for the most part, is negative. And before long, you're all upset and you have all these negative thoughts. So if you could just learn how not to be so reactive. But anyway, let's get back to Adam and Eve again. Adam and Eve, before they fell. See, so life for them was like being on a nice vacation. Okay? Now, some of you do go on vacations. You go on a cruise. You go to San Francisco. You go to Disneyland. You go to, you go somewhere. You go to the mountains to where they have cabins and a lake and boats. You go fishing. Or you go to San Diego and you see the ocean and you have seafood and you go to the zoo. All these wonderful things. See? Well, you go to Vancouver, British Columbia. There's so many different wonderful places to go. I'm just, trying to put you in the frame of mind where you can remember what it's like to be on a wonderful vacation where you're happy and carefree and have a good time. Of course, most of us, what do? We eat too much. We drink too much. We spend too much. Make ourselves all tired. But let's just suppose you don't eat too much, you don't drink too much, and you don't spend too much. Then it's just wonderful to be on a vacation, riding the cable cars and what have you. Well, that's the way life is supposed to be. See? Life is supposed to be that way. Well, Adam and Eve fell. Why? Because Adam became ambitious. He was tempted, and he fell. And when he fell, he was traumatized. See? Post-traumatic stress disorder? Well, that's what happened to Adam. He was the first case of post-traumatic stress disorder. See, some of us were stressed out by being in a bad neighborhood, or have somebody rob us, or mug us, or some of us go to a theater of war. We get stressed out. See, some of us get stressed out when somebody beats us up, or when we have promiscuous sex, or we take a drug. See, we do some kind of a forbidden act, or we see things that we're not ready to see, or we do things. Other people tell us to do things, we do them, and then, see? So we get traumatized. Well, or we hate our dad, or hate our mom. See, there's so many different ways of getting traumatized. It happens to us all. One way or another, we all get traumatized. Adam had the first case of post-traumatic stress disorder. He didn't listen to his father. He went for the temptation, and after that, he began to change. See? Then he became reactive to the things on the outside and responding to them instead of to what he knew in his heart. Responding to the outside instead of the Creator. See, he listened to his wife's voice instead of listening to God. See? See how that works? All right. So he was traumatized, imprinted, he began to change, and he became corrupted by the outside. See, how many of us have become corrupted? You see something on the internet. You see a picture of something. You see something naughty. You can't get it out of your mind. You make the mistake of struggling with it. You try to repress it. You try to suppress it. You struggle with it. Then before long, you start toying with it in your mind. You can't get rid of it. It dominates and intimidates you. And before long, the suggestion comes, well, why don't you just try, go look at it again? Or why don't you try it out? All these negative suggestions. Before long, you become corrupted, totally corrupted, just by having seen something. So talk about overreacting. See what I mean? Some of you wives, your husband, you found out that your husband had a girlfriend, 3 years before you got married. and something about her you don't like, and you become very resentful. See? Then you begin to resent your husband. See? And you become totally traumatized by your resentment of what you found out. See what I mean? All right. So you see, there's so many ways of becoming traumatized, but the point is, how does it happen? You overreact. See? But we humans, we tend to overreact. That's what we do. That's what Adam did. And we humans come out of the box. We're, like the way the toy comes out of the Cracker Jack box. That's when the way we come out of the box is prideful, egotistical, faithless, see, selfish, and over, and we want to be right. We don't like being wrong, and reactive. So we go out in the world, and before long, we start reacting to this and to that. And before you know it, we become traumatized by the whole thing and corrupted, and there you have it. So now you see why, you know, you're no longer happy and carefree, why life is not one big vacation. See? And you have a different perspective on things, too. See, look, let me share this with you. See, I've got the answer. I have the answer. I know how to get you back to being innocent again, to become uncorrupted, to become untraumatized. See? All the negative emotions and negative thoughts, how to deal with them properly and get rid of them. I know how. See? I understand how. But I'm laying the groundwork for you now first. First, I want to lay the groundwork. So now you can see that you're no longer the happy care. You have a different perspective. Oh, that's what I wanted to mention. For example, when you're on vacation, you go in with the idea, your preset idea. Your frame of mind is let's have a good, and you have a frame of mind going there and just observing, like going to a zoo or going to a museum. You just go and you look, not to judge, not for any egotistical reason other than just to appreciate. See, you have that idea of just appreciating things, exploring, discovering, learning. So it's all very nice, okay? But as soon as it becomes an ego thing, you know, where you don't go in there with fresh eyes and a clear spirit and without any agenda, when you start having some kind of an agenda, or you go in there with a full of judgment or resentment or something, then it ruins it, see? And so now you go through life, instead of going through life and just delighting in all the wonderful things that you see, and when you see people making mistakes, instead of just being quietly bemused by it, and, you know, with a little twinkle in your eye, no, instead you what? You hate people, you resent them, you judge them. See? See how that works? All right. So now you must begin to have this nice vacation in life attitude again. Now how are you going to do that? Well, you need a little attitude adjustment, first of all. Secondly, you need a way of learning how to go out in the world with kind of more as the observer in life. Just go out as the observer, a neutral observer, like vacation. And thirdly, you have to learn how to deal with the baggage and the corruption from the past. Okay? And that I can help you with. I shall be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have enjoyed the first part of today's program. I laid the groundwork for you, and I said that now you get up in the morning and the first thing to think of all the things you're going to have to do, and the whole day looms in front of you so much that you'd rather just stay in bed and not even face the day. You go out or you get up, everything's fine. You have a little coffee, everything's still fine. Good morning, Mr. Jones. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Bill. Everything's still fine. But then all of a sudden, what happens? You get upset. You get in traffic. There's a delay. Somebody's in front of you. Their car breaks down and they've got the lane blocked. You become angry. You become resentful. See? Or you go to the office. There's some work stacked up on your desk. Or your coworker makes a remark that you don't like. Or the boss calls you in and complains about something that you did yesterday. You see? Something upsets you, or everything's fine at work, let's say. Let's say at work everything's fine, because there you can be a bit more objective. At home, you take everything personally, but at work, you're more objective, so everything's fine, but then the phone rings. It's your cell phone. You answer it. It's your wife. And she gives you a hard time about something. See? And you become upset. See? Or your child calls. There's an issue at school. You become upset. Your husband calls, and he makes some demand on you, and it upsets you. See? Or he says something, and it upsets you. So there you are, upset. And you immediately go into daydreams. You start thinking about what he said and what she said and what you're going to do and what you're going to have to do, and you start planning and scheming about how to deal with the situation. And you get so lost in your thinking and analyzing and planning and reliving the past and scheming, you get so lost in there that you become unaware of what's happening in the present. Before long, you make a mistake, you say the wrong thing, you don't meet each moment with presence of mind. Something else goes wrong. See what I mean? Then you worry about that. And so you're perpetually reacting and worrying, or reacting, getting excited or getting angry. And the more you get lost in thinking and worrying and being excited, the less aware you are, and the more likely you're going to make a mistake that will cause you to react even more. See what I mean? Then pretty soon, all overreactions to life and to your family and so on. Then it leads to bigger issues with your kids, see? You're not there for your kids, you're not there for your wife, you're not there for your husband because you're always worried or upset or angry or, see? You feel pressure. When you were a kid, they pressured you at school to get good grades. Now you turn around and feel pressure when your kids aren't doing well, then you pressure them. They become upset. They rebel. See? And you feel guilty. So then you start having these issues. And then you have more and more issues, and before long, your health starts to suffer. Because why? Because you're smoking marijuana, you're smoking your cigarettes, or you're taking pills, or you're getting side effects from your pills that you're taking, or you're nervous all the time. You start getting high blood pressure, or see, you get tummy aches, headaches. See, and then you resent those. You start reacting to those. See. So what you're going to have to do is, number one, you're going to have to learn how to go through life without reacting to things. And the meditation, I have a very nice mindfulness meditation that is very helpful. I'll tell you about it when we get back after this announcement.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from.
You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. And today is a very important program. I'm talking about a very basic, very, very basic thing that you need to be aware of and need to do something about. Your propensity to overreact to things. And that is the source, incidentally, of all your negative thinking. All the negative thoughts and, you know, that plague you and make you upset. It's because you are overreacting. And secondly, you make mistakes. You go out in the world, you say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing. Or you become so afraid of overreacting that you hide, don't do anything. See, but then things get worse when you don't do anything either. So then you suddenly decide you've got to do something, so you go out there like a bull in a china shop and do or say something and make a big mess out of it. So you have to learn not to overreact so that you can be calm and so you can be aware. And so instead of doing something or saying something out of emotion, you'll be able to deal with life with reason and even some grace and wisdom. And when you deal with life, things in life with wisdom, grace, instead of creating more problems, you begin to solve problems. You begin to nip problems in the bud. See? And that's what you need. And then as you calm down, as you stop overreacting, you will then then you won't be upset. And when you're not upset, see, you'll feel better. So the meditation will help you with all of that. It helps you to stand back and look at thoughts without falling into the thoughts. It helps you to be a little bit distant, see, a little distant to people, places, things, and to thoughts, so that you can observe them calmly. See, you can observe them disinterestedly. You can observe them without reacting to them. That'd be very nice. Then you can calm down. See? Then you'll go out in the world and you will be much calmer. Okay? Then the next thing is that those memories from the past, where you overreacted in the past, where you overreacted and made mistakes and then hid from the truth about your mistakes, see? Those will begin to surface. And what have you, in the past, you always either struggled with them or tried to repress them. You tried to distract yourself or to drink or to just push them under the carpet, but they kept resurfacing, see? Well, now you'll be able to observe them in this new light of awareness, this light of understanding. You'll be able to observe the memory and see what you need to see about it and feel what you need to feel about it, which usually is just a little bit of, well, you'll have, it'll be like, you'll see your error. You'll be a little bit sorry for your error, a little bit of regret over it, and then it's over. See? Then you will have dealt with that memory properly. And you won't have to, it won't come back anymore. And then another memory, and then another. But I want to warn you not to try to make this happen yourself. No, this has to be something that happens, well, with the good Lord's help. See? With the good Lord's help. When you become calm and stand back, and you're willing to see the truth, and you begin to see things in His light.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I encourage you to get the meditation, which I have. I just made a brand new meditation for stress and PTSD. It's very beautiful. It's only half an hour long. It's very, very beautiful. And there's a booklet that goes with it, and actually a couple of books you can read for free. It's all free. Can you imagine? And I encourage you to go to my website and find that new meditation that I made. Listen to it. My name is Roland. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Listen in again next week. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.